Hello.
Howdy, friend. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I'm calling because I never actually got to find out if you actually liked the stone or not, because I never got to see it.
Well, I didn't see it either.
Oh, okay. So you don't know what
I
it looks
gave,
like. That's okay, then.
No, I just gave it to her, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no worries, then. She must have liked it enough to show the client, so that's a good thing.
I just gave the whole package to her, you know.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right, well, no worries. I just, like I said, I was more wanting
well,
to find
she
out.
Showed them, she showed them Monday night.
Right.
And she told me she was going to bring back, she had a couple of my round stones with her because the daughter-in-law.
For the client, you mean?
Yeah, who is trying to help with the decision, kind of wanted to look at rounds, but, you know, that's 25%.
And I'm glad that you were able to sell yours.
Expensive.
Right.
Well, it's more expensive, and I don't have any that are the quality they want. I have some 4 carats, but mine are lower grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you buy off the street, you can't be.
Yeah, it can't be picky choosy, yeah.
You just have to take whatever comes in.
Right, which sucks on a level of some of the jewelers that, you know, are out and about there. I will say it's very frustrating on a level of they're ruining the overall market, discounting and giving a great deal on something that if that same client was to say to his buddy that night, hey, I went in and saw so-and-so at this jewelry, ABC Jewelry, gave me a great deal. You got to go see him. Well, when's the next time you're going to get another HSI-1, you know, or you can't guess to me. So don't give
those right.
kind of deals. And so many times I hear people doing it. It sucks.
Well, I priced my stuff at replacement cost.
That's what you should be doing.
And then add the percentage that I would be buying. I don't give my discount away.
No, that's the money you're going to make, I feel like, right? Like,
well,
that might
right.
be all
like,
the money you make.
Like, if I took a 2% discount on you guys
mm-hmm.
on a $20,000 item, I mark it up from the $20,000. I don't mark it up from what the discounted amount is. You never give your discount away.
No way, Jose. Yeah, I agree.
A lot
completely.
Of people don't know that, you know.
Mm-hmm. How is everything in your neck of the woods? How are things? Did you get to have a conversation yet with the Brent and I know you had one, but have they gotten back to you again on a second?
No, on those
watches or whatever?
We tabled it until after Christmas.
Oh, even the watches. Oh, okay. All right.
Everything, yeah. I mean,
everybody
on that end, on y'all's end of the business should be pretty busy right now. So,
yeah,
you know, he's
starting to get that way.
Right now.
I think for him, he's probably a different kind of busy than what we are. We're still doing the overall what are you up to kind of what do you need, what holes do you have in your inventory, that conversation.
Yeah,
maybe
believe
not.
It or not, I don't have a single call yet. And that's, of
course, that's weird
the longer
for you.
I'm retired, well, the longer I'm retired, the fewer calls I'm going to get. I've learned
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's
so I just have to be ready when I do get a call.
Yep, and you gotta move quickly so that they don't go other places. Because I imagine they probably, knowing that
well,
you are retired.
In December, they don't have time to screw around. They're ready to buy.
Heck yeah. And you make it more of a service, too. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, they can buy at their office.
Yep.
I just go make a personal call. I've always done that.
Yeah. I have so many people that are doing like these full-on ladies' nights again and going to all these different gala events and such. And I just look at it like, whew, that's a lot, you know. So
well,
it's a lot of time
lot of
and effort. Yeah.
And it's a whole lot of work for very little result.
That's what I think, too, because it does boil down to
you have to spend a couple of days getting ready.
Yeah.
The thing, that's all you do, and then a couple of days getting your stuff put all back together. It's 4 or 5 days out of your work week. You don't have that time this time of year.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, what are you really getting? I mean, you might get stuff out of it, but you're getting it, what, like months later? I've always had the concept of taking a photo of her with a smiling face and wearing the piece, showing off the ring, putting the bracelet on, whatever the case is, and sending it out to the husband and saying, hey, for this dollar amount, over the phone with a credit card, I can have this shipped to wherever you need it to go. I would highly suggest your office and then go.
In December, the men don't even think about buying for their wives until they come home one day, their house is decorated, there's 150 gifts under the tree that the wife has shopped for and wrapped and bought for everybody, including the husband, and then all of a sudden he takes a look and he's going, man, there's not one single present under there for my wife. From anybody.
Yeah, right. I'm in trouble.
And yeah, so then all of a sudden he's going to get it in gear, you know.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure.
Yeah, and the men don't even think about buying. Now, you got to call them before that. You got to call them now.
Yeah, now is the time to do the clienteling or whatever.
Yeah, here's what's in your file. Here's what
she's
you
already
bought her last time.
Gotcha.
And here's what she looked at the last time she was in. I took a picture of it. I put it in here. She picked two or three items that she'd like to have.
Right.
You know, all you got to do is tell me to come by your office. I'll bring them all, and I'll bring some more things, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell me what you want.
Well, I would always take less expensive items and more expensive items because you don't know which way they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're wanting to spend $1,000, you don't need to walk in there with all $4,000 items. You got to take a variety of prices.
Absolutely, because you don't know what kind of market they're living in, especially right now for you, because you are a little bit more removed, right?
Well, and most people get paid twice a month. They get paid at the middle of the month and the end.
Yeah,
of the
15th and the 30th or whatever. That's what my old teacher payment was.
Well, and the check on the middle of the month always has your Christmas bonus on it.
Oh, okay.
So the men don't know what their bonus is going to be. They don't know how much extra money they've got until the middle of the month.
Right.
And so, you know, the men don't even start thinking about it until middle of the month.
Mm.
And they're not late. That's just what men do.
No, you're right. And if you
late.
If you've already, and if all your bills come out in that 15 of the month, then you're waiting to the 30th with any extra money for expenditures anyway. So you better just start
then you have
thinking.
Then you put it on a credit card.
That's true too. I didn't think about that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, my other half, he found out yesterday. And this is like a new company that he got kind of snatched up from the old one and started working at this one. But they already gave him what his company bonus was, and he's only been there for less than a year, like only a few months before they came up with that number. He's just one of the more valued employees there, because not everybody gets this glorious whatever we're calling it. Bonus for the holidays. It's a good company. It's a local company, pool supply company, that he does a lot of work for, and he'll move on to the next again afterwards. But right now he's, you know, looking at $4,000 after only working for less than 5 months, going, well, shoot, at my pay grade next year, maybe this is my end game right now, too. On top of it, because he's a consultant for, like, these big companies that have all these warehouses and different things, and he goes around and kind of finds out where they can cut costs and helps them kind of organize. That's like his gig, you know. But outside of the estate, and he is very good at finding deals on these Facebook marketing sites. Like he found it was crazy. I've been asking my mom for my old sewing machine because I'm trying to put together a project for my daughter, which I do have to share some news with you there too. And thank you for being a part of my village, Mr. Phillip. We found out earlier here, one of the schools that she applied to, St. Bonaventure, you might have heard of them. They're a pretty decent basketball squad, actually.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, out of New York. It was one of her schools, and I don't know how I got so lucky. Honestly, Mr. Phillip, I just don't, and I tend to start bawling thinking about it, but she got the highest scholarship that they could even award anybody at this point, $105,000 or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she got an $88,000 scholarship, like, last year from a different private school here at Cuca College, which is probably something you haven't heard of. But that being said, I'm lucky.
Well, yeah, everybody doesn't get that kind of stuff.
No, I know. She's pretty awesome. But I don't know how I got all the smart kiddos or whatever the case is. I'm fortunate for it, but I'll look at with not a grain of salt. I'll look at it not like a gift. It's her hard work. You know, I always told my kids growing up, you know, as long as you do your very, very best, you have nothing to complain about at the end of the day. Because you can't do anything more than your very best, especially like on teams and stuff. Did you do your very best? Well, did everybody do their very best, you know? So.
Well, hell no. I mean,
back when I
was in the Army, I didn't do my very best.
I didn't know you were in the Army. You were in the Army, too?
Yeah, I was second lieutenant in the Army.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you have to travel overseas? Did you ever get involved?
No, never. I never had to go overseas, and it was during Vietnam. I got lucky there.
Yeah, you did, especially during Vietnam, right?
Well, I learned how to do it. I learned that as long as you were enrolled in some sort of a school, and they offer schools all the time.
Yeah.
Different things you want to learn. I learned that as long as you were enrolled in a school and your unit got activated, you didn't have to go.
You stayed in school. Oh, really? It didn't matter?
They let you complete your school. It didn't matter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It didn't matter. So, first school I went to was Officer Candidate School.
Gotcha.
That automatically takes you... You're a private, you apply for officer candidate school, and they immediately give you a promotion to a sergeant just to go to that school. So now you're drawing sergeant's pay instead of private pay. And then as soon as you graduate, then you are a commissioned officer, second lieutenant, so you get second lieutenant pay and uniform allowances and all kinds of stuff. And then you can go to schools like a medical services officers school, and you can go to you can go to 105 ground mounted howitzer school, and I mean all.
I don't even know what that means. 105 what?
105 ground mounted howitzer is a mortar, a great big mortar.
Oh.
That's the kind where they drop the bomb in the end of the barrel that shoots it out.
Okay.
That's called a mortar, and they make all different sizes. They make little bitty mortars, make 81 millimeter mortars, which, you know, weigh about, I don't know, 14, 15 pounds, the projectile does. And then the four-deuce mortar, which is a 105 howitzer, that one weighs like 30 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, yeah, just by dropping it into the barrel, it'll shoot at 5 miles.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, high explosive.
I've never shot one of those before. That's crazy.
I've shot many of them.
I'm sure. No wonder you're so so where did you start in the Army? Like, did you have to go to a certain base first and foremost, or?
Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you like it?
No, hell no.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you get drafted? My son's afraid he's going to get drafted.
No. Well, we don't have a draft right now.
Right now we don't, but, you know, that could change. You know, you never know.
Well, and when it changes, it's too late to sign up for a reserve unit because the waiting list will be hundreds of people long.
What do you mean? Is that something I should tell him? Should he sign up for a reserve unit? Even though he does, I mean, he's going to be owning his own business.
If you sign up for a reserve unit, you're in the Army.
Oh, no, no, no. He's like, I'll move to Canada with all of our Canada relatives. I go, they have it not even any better than that, my friend. But
you don't want to move to Canada and become a draft dodger. Nobody will hire you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he has his own business. And he would be moving in with, like, my cousin Stephen, who's younger than me, a lot younger than me, but Steven,
how old is your son?
He's going to be 20 in February.
Well, I mean, we don't have a draft.
We don't right now, no. You're right.
We're an all-volunteer Army.
But that could change. We all know that to be true.
Well,
they still call me.
If
like
they
all the different
the draft,
Army and Marine.
If they institute the draft, everybody's going to war anyway.
Yeah. There's no getting around it at that point, right?
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I hope that they don't do, honestly. Because that's scary business. I mean, you and I wouldn't have to go, I'm sure, but...
Well, no, I'm too old.
Well, they might call you back up for all your smarts there, Mr. Phillip. Who knows?
No, but they will call people that are in the reserves and they've gotten out.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get out, they can still call you back for like 6 years.
I know. Well, my contractor dude that started my house way back when we first moved in, he actually is in the reserves. So there, he would go away on, it just so happened it was like right when he was doing my job, he had to go away for like a 2-week stint in the summertime he was on the Coast Guard or something. So...
Yeah.
He had to go away for that. So where else did you get stationed outside of New Jersey? Did you just go back home to, like, near to where you're from?
No, Fort Bliss, Texas, which is in El Paso.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm not familiar with Fort Bliss, but I'm sure.
Yeah, those are the only two bases.
And you only sign on for, like, the two separate... Or the one term or two terms. I'm just enamored by people that can do it all and still do it.
It's a 6-year enlistment.
Oh, really? So when you got out, and you don't have to answer these questions, but I just my sister, the godmother to my children and such. Not really my sister, but as close as I could get to a sister would be her. She used to work with a lot of PTSD and veterans and the veteran place here in town. And I, whenever I traveled, I would, or whenever anybody I know traveled, I would say, get the stuff. If you don't use your toiletries in the bathroom and you're redoing it every day, just bring them back with you or give them to me. I'll pack them because they're perfect for, like, the homeless shelter that she was working for with the veterans, and they could separate them out, and they could take a shower and get themselves straightened out for at least that moment in time. But I would give them to her, and she worked with them. She would come up, she would have some crazy veteran stories on just mindset and where they're at once they got out of, and even young people. So I'm curious for you, my question is, did you, you know, coming out of the military, obviously, and you did 6 years, not four, like there's people that get like sand mites in the Marines because they were in the sand doing all their training or, you know, or where they were stationed at or whatever. There's just crazy stories that she tells me. Is that accurate?
Well, sure. I mean, that's why when you go in the military, they just line you up and they run you through these medical tents. And you got people giving you shots in both arms at the same time. Then you step up and two more people give you shots. You step up, two more people give you shots. Two mm-hmm. more people. Sometimes you get 10, 15 shots a day because they have to give you shots against all these things that you may come in contact with. And then if you're getting deployed to wherever, a jungle mm-hmm. or a desert or whatever, then you got to take more shots for all of that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
They know what to do.
Yeah, I know. My father-in-law, he ended up getting hepatitis from those inoculations when he was in the Army and military. A lot of people, like, because they we used the same. It was back when he's probably close or even older than you, maybe. And during the Vietnam War, he was also.
No,
you
they
know,
didn't use the same needles. They
did for him.
They run them through sterilizers.
Well, that's how he says he got hepatitis is through the military and his stint in the military that he had to take. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but you're the first person to say. Well, you're the first person I think I told you that, and you said no. So there's. I don't want to think bad thoughts about anyone.
He could have gotten hepatitis a lot of different ways.
I'm sure you're right, and I'm sure I'm picking up on what you're putting down, and so are you picking up on what I'm putting down. I think I've maybe had a story or two be told along the way, and I believed it all these years, at least the last 18 or so, because my daughter's 18, going to be 18 anyways, you know. So, oh, boy. I didn't realize, but yeah, I get curious on those. It's something that I never was able to do because I was going through my own health issues during that time frame, so I couldn't go off. Not that I would ever. I don't like running and all. people telling me what to do. So
I don't care what they say. The Army is not a good place for women.
Mm-mm.
In the combat role because they don't have enough upper body strength.
Oh, okay.
It's not that they're not brave enough or they can't shoot a gun. That's not it. They don't have any upper body strength. That's just female. And without that upper body strength, I mean, how are you going to carry full combat loads? I mean, you can't do it.
Were they expected to at the same level as the men?
They are now. They are now.
That's true. I'll be honest. I think out of both of my kids, my daughter would probably have easier way about it carrying. And that's just because if somebody tells her she can't do something, she's going to be doing it.
Well, and that's why a lot of the guys, it's not a sexist thing.
Mm-hmm.
For you to not want women in your squad or in your platoon.
Yeah.
It's a safety issue. If they can't perform physically.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It puts everybody's life in danger, grave danger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a sexist thing. It's just that they are not equipped to be rugged and.
Mm-hmm.
And be in combat for 18, 20 hours at a time, and they just don't have the strength.
Right.
They give out. Men give out.
Right.
And anybody that is weak has to be helped. Well, those people are trying to save their own life.
Right.
Know?
Well, it's just like they say on airplanes.
It's
you can't
not
save anybody
deal.
Else. If you can't save yourself, you can't save anybody else. So on airplanes, that's why they tell you to make sure you
that's
put
right.
your stuff on first. Same
that's
thing
right.
with the military, I imagine, but... All right, I'll leave you with the last question about the military, and then I'll let you go. I think this is
okay.
the coolest conversation. Out of all the divisions and strength, you know, between the Marines, Coast Guard, the Army, and not just because you were part of the Army, but just in general, which one would you say the best out of all of them? Go. And why? If you were to rank
I would
them.
Say hands down the Marines.
Okay.
And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. Mm-hmm. Hoorah and all that kind of stuff. That's a very real thing.
It is. Absolutely.
Marines are greatly respected in the community.
They're
retired
loyal.
Marines, Marines fresh out of the service. I mean, their discipline is so profound
mm-hmm.
that they are almost trustworthy without exception.
Hmm.
And people don't say, ooh, you're in the Army, but they will say, ooh, you were a Marine.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
true. I say
yeah,
ooh
I
no matter
say,
what.
I would say that for the tradition and the camaraderie and the prestige and how good it looks on a job resume and
mm-hmm.
all that sort of stuff. If you say, I mean, I was in the Army and I respect the Marines.
Right.
I'm not jealous of them. I respect them because I know what they go. I know what they went through. I have friends
heck
that were
yeah.
Marines.
I have that. My high school boyfriend got denied because he had from the Marines because he had what is it called asthma on his record, so he couldn't. That was the last step. He was going to be like in such a good spot.
That's how rigorous it is.
Yeah, they are serious about you got to make sure that you are quintessential.
If you can't breathe,
yeah.
you can't keep up.
Yep. But his best friend in the small town that I lived in, his best friend also went to the Marines, and he's actually somebody that had the problem. Actually, now that I think about it, I think he might have been one of the people that told me about the sand fleas and stuff, and he won't step foot in the sand even to this day. He won't go to like a beach or anything, which is crazy, but I mean I guess it's a PTSD thing if you're going to if that's where because he did all of his
that PTSD is way overused. And people use it as an excuse for getting extra money and all kind of stuff. PTSD is post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's for
mm-hmm.
people that have been in their heavy combat, been bombarded in their, and they've seen people blown to pieces right beside their, right beside them, and their best friend guts strung out 20 feet down the beach. And I mean, that's PTSD.
Heck
just
yeah.
because you had to drive a truck through a combat zone and you never got shot at, you don't, that ain't PTSD.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for him, he did go overseas for a couple of different terms and he's still actually
yeah.
active. So I can understand
yeah.
where he's not complaining by no means, but at the high school reunion, the last one I went to, which is forever ago, mind you, I think it was my 10 year. So I don't even know if it's counting to even say it out loud, but he.
I have my
that was a conversation.
High school reunion.
Shut up! No way.
Up in May.
Fly me down and I'll be your date. I'll get all dressed and gussied up for you.
I gotta make my way though.
Right? I will get gussied and then some, and I will be the most respectful, quiet. You tell me. All you gotta do is text me exactly what to say and who they are. I will play. I mean, that was my first major is acting in theater. I'll gussy it on down for you, and I got the outfits and the dresses. Let me know where you need my application to come into play, because I'll do it in a heartbeat. You just lather me up with all your jewels and leave a spot on one hand for my jade ring. Did I tell you the story on the jade ring?
No.
When I opened it, I was so nervous because I'm so dumb to, just the world, I guess. And I promised I wasn't going to take any more of your time, so we could totally have this conversation at a different time. But when I was down there with, if you're busy, that is, when I was down there with Kelly and you guys and everything, not that I'm uncomfortable with talking about it, but I just didn't know. I think I was more uncomfortable that I was so dumb to the overall concept of the whole sugar baby, and we got giggling about it that last day and stuff, that when I received your little package and the little present in the inside, I got nervous, like, not that I would ever expect any or think that you would expect anything out of it. I go, but does, I called Kelly on FaceTime, and I opened it up with her. I said, this is from Mr. Phillip. What if it's, like, this, what could it possibly, look how beautiful this is, and he's so good at, like, little wrapping boxes, and you remember my Buckeye? It had the little bow wrapping box, and I love this box even more, and blah, 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 and she goes, girl, just open it up. I was like, but does that make me a sugar baby now if I accept a gift from someone? And she goes,
because you liked it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when I opened it up, I got tears in my eyes because I'd never been afforded or awarded such a gift. And she was on FaceTime with me, so she was sitting there going, oh, it's your ring that you loved. I remember that. He probably set that aside for you. And I was like,
I
said, no way. I said, why would he do such things? What do? I need to say something to him. How do I say thank you for something so magical and something I'm not used to? And she goes, you don't. Man like that with this quality.
Thank you. I love it.
Thank you. I love it. And it makes me worlds of happy. That's all that man wants for you is worlds of happy. You should know that by now. I'm like,
you know, there's a whole lot women don't understand about the sugar baby, sugar daddy thing. It's only 1% about sex. It's 99%.
Well, and I wasn't even thinking sex. I was just thinking gifts, like you get gifts.
Yeah, 99% is companionship and friendship. That's the sugar baby thing.
People don't understand
that. But people don't understand that.
Your sugar baby then.
I've got one that I'm working on right
now.
Oh,
yeah? Oh, you go get them. I'm excited for you.
I've been sending her. She's a bartender at this place where I go.
Oh, I know who this one is. You've told me about her.
Yeah, Maria. She's really cute and really friendly.
That's what you keep saying.
You know, she keeps putting her phone number in my pocket and all that. And I just said, I'm not calling you. And she texts me all, tell me what hour she's working and all that.
Aww, how cute.
You know, I don't want to ever be out of line. But I'm
sending
you a picture right now that is...
of her?
No. Of a outfit, shoes, handbag, and dress that I gave her.
No way.
Well, I saw this, and I showed it to her. She said, oh, my God, I would wear the crap out of that. So I got on.
Oh, my God, red and all. Wow.
I found it. I found dress, handbag, the red shoes, and even I threw a pair of red panties in there.
I did too.
I just called them. I told her. I said the accessories are in the handbag. I just called them accessories.
Well, that's smart. Yeah. Because then it doesn't come off any bit aggressive that way.
That's correct. I don't expect anything in return other than just be nice, you know.
Yeah.
Besides,
but men
that,
don't do that anymore, Mr. Phillip.
I'm 40 years older than her, you know.
You can't say that it doesn't happen on a day-in, day-out basis in Hollywood. Come on.
Well, I had been talking to her about becoming the face of my e-commerce store.
Oh.
I don't have my picture on there, and I need to get a picture on there. And I want her to start to come over here and model all my stuff that I put on there because all the books I'm reading, it tells me I'll sell it a lot better if I have it on a lady.
Absolutely.
And so she's agreed. Of course, I'm going to pay her for her time.
Well, yeah, of course you are. I wouldn't expect anything but that.
And she's agreed to do it. We just haven't done it yet.
Are you going to change the name of your site to something that aligns with her then? Or are you going to leave it the same and just
I'll just put her name on there. Here it is on Maria. You know, this is one of Maria's favorites. And I'll just make her the...
That's very, very, very smart. That favorite statement is bar none, very smart. And I'll tell you really quick why I think that that is super smart and it will help you gain just so much more business, Mr. Phillip. I got back from going to visit one of my good jewelers out in California. This was like 2013. I had never, ever done a trip by myself, and maybe it was 14. It doesn't matter. That was the time frame. And she is out of Stockton, California, and we made plans to go to Alcatraz on the late night. We didn't even realize that when we made those plans, Alcatraz was 50 years to the day of shutdown. So if we had been there 50 years prior and that night, you would have seen all of the inmates. All chain ganged together, getting off the island together, because that was the day that they shut that place down, which is kind of cool to understand and go through and do. But
I also gave her this dress that I just sent you.
Oh, you got another one coming?
Yeah. That's my ex-wife.
In the dress?
In the red.
Your ex-wife has the best legs ever.
He has some legs for sure, man.
I can appreciate a girl with some booty and some legs. Wow.
She's 4'11" bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm. She looks like it.
Yeah. And she...
Wow. That's great.
I bought... What that is, it's not really a dress. It's a stretch top.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like one of those sucky upper tops, right?
That's exactly what it is, but I gave it to Maria to wear as a dress to model some of my necklaces and things like that.
Oh, I love that. I would also just do off-the-shoulder looks, too, so that she can do necklaces with off-the-shoulder, but earrings with straplet, with the straps on them.
And
but
when she comes over here to my house, we'll be doing I'll be doing the photography in my game room where there's a lot of light.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a pool table, a poker
and
table,
you have something in there that,
and a stripper pole.
Yep. I knew where you were going with that one. But
I'm just throwing it out. If she wants to dance on it, that's up to her.
By all means. We'll pay you for that, too.
I have a couple of CDs that I like to play when somebody gets on that. One of them is You Can Leave Your Hat On.
No, that's a great song.
It's
a great tune.
It's slow and seductive, and
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie 9 1/2 Weeks?
Yeah, some.
With
Kim J-Lo?
Basinger.
Yeah, oh, no. 9 1/2 Weeks.
I think it was Kim Basinger. Wasn't it?
Was it?
Wasn't it Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke?
Yes. Or I'm thinking of a different movie that has 9 in it. 9 1/2 months, which is her pregnancy. And it's J-Lo.
Well,
it's a newer movie.
Yeah. 9 1/2 weeks is all about seductive sex. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't never seen the movie, you need to watch it, but make sure your boyfriend's there. Yeah, that's right.
Wow. I don't know if that's a thing, but if it is, I guess. Oh, boy. Well, I now am sad.
She dances to that song.
Oh, she does? Oh, cool.
A real seductive dance with a hat you can leave your hat on.
Aw. Well, I wonder what they're talking about when they say things like that, Mr. Phil. I don't have to wonder anymore, but
well,
I'm sad. Because
just rent that movie on demand or something.
I bet you it's not even on. I have Max. I have HBO. I have Peacock, Netflix. I'm sure it's on one of these streaming sessions. Amazon Prime, FX. I mean, I have the Apple TV package or whatever, so I'm sure it's on.
It'll be on there somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's Mickey Rourke, and I think it's Kim Basinger. In her prime.
Oh, she was beautiful.
Oh,
Kim Basinger, isn't she the one that did Splash with the guy from Turner and Hooch or whatever?
No, that was...
Who's that? Melanie Griffin, that's who that was.
No, that wasn't her.
Mm-mm.
Melanie Griffin did Milk Money.
Oh, I loved... Okay, Ed Harris, I've had
Girl.
A crush on him since Milk Money. It's not Sharon Stone, right? No. That was that other movie. Fatal Attraction was
it Daryl Hannah that was in Splash?
Daryl Hannah, yes, that's who that was. You're so right.
Yeah.
I loved her, too. There's so many good stars from the 80s.
No, Kim Basinger did, like, One Fine Day.
Yep.
George Clooney. And she did where she was a Marine. She was a teacher in a tough high school. And she was a Marine.
No. You're not talking the one poetry.
I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either. It's going to come to me. And when it comes to me, I'll text you it because it's going to drive me nuts until it does. That being said, I must let you go. I think there's probably a few people that need my assistance over here. So
yeah, go sell something.
I'm trying over here. I am trying.
Yeah, I got to go to the post office and ship a couple of e-commerce packages.
You got it. Well, have fun. I'm sad
okay,
that
bye-bye.
You already have a date for May, but if that falls through for you, you let me know.
I don't have a date. I mean,
Maria. Maria could be your date, and she's local. You take her.
I don't think they'd ever invite me back to another class reunion, but this will probably be the last one we ever have.
At least, just so you know, at least I am. That I'm gonna put that on my resume for you, Mr. Phillip. I'm closer in.
Well,
eight.
my old high school girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be there without her husband. She lives in El. She's going to come stay for like a week. She lives in El Paso, Texas, and she still has a bunch of family property up there that they've got to clean out all the stuff. And I've been trying to tell her she needs to open her own little Etsy store and start selling all her mother's dresses and all that kind of stuff on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's supposed to come up and stay about a week, and it's in a town about 90 miles north of Little Rock. But I imagine I'll be spending some time with her, especially since her husband isn't going to come. I talk to her about once a week and have for 50 years.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a story I would love to hear at some point.
Yeah, we were.
They say male and female, they can't be friends, but I think they still could be.
Oh, she's a real good friend of mine.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, and has been my whole life, you know.
Well,
most of my long-term friends have always been women.
Well, that makes sense. You've been kissing women's hands for years.
Well, that's right.
You're good at it, and you're good at talking to women.
Yeah, so, I'd rather spend time with women anyway.
Right? All right. Well, that being said, I'm taking this young lady off the phone with you, and you're going to the post office and getting your stuff done.
Yeah, I got to get going. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.